The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Benchwarmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
All right, it's about damn time. All right? Took me long enough to, as a diehard Raider fan, to sit there and throw it out there. Not that they really listen to me, but to get Ray Guy a punter in. Okay? We've had Jan Stenerud in. It's time. I'm so glad it happened. And it couldn't have happened to, well, quite frankly, one of the better kickers of all time, one of the great guys. And I'm sure he has some funny stories. Morten Andersen, newly inducted Hall of Famer, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Mort, welcome, man.
Thanks, Sean. That sounds pretty sweet to me, man. Newly Hall of Famer. That
yeah.
Sounds good.
Hey, was there ever a time when you thought it's not going to happen?
Yeah, I thought if it didn't happen this year, I could drop to the senior list, and that's the abyss there. I mean, there's a lot of good guys there that are just kind of hanging out. And I looked at who's coming up the next couple of years, and I said, there's no way that I can squeeze in there. And so, you know, they found a spot for me this year. I think it was undeniable. I think the numbers spoke for themselves, and I think the timing was right. They felt there might have been a sense of urgency on the voters, too. We got to get him in, or he's going to, you know, drop out for a long time. So all the other leagues have their leading, you know, scores in their respective Hall of Fames, whether it's hockey, basketball, or baseball. And baseball, obviously, is runs or bases. I don't play baseball. Sorry, guys. You know, you get the point.
I hear you.
They're category leaders. You get the category leaders, but so it was kind of a little bit of the elephant in the room. You know, it was me, really. I think they finally realized that it was time.
Your speech, and I've always wondered about it. The closest I ever got to the Hall of Fame was when I was covering it stage right for ESPN, and then listening to when you talk or talking to you and interviewing you now. At what time does the speech start to crawl up into your throat and you think, oh, dear Lord, I got to do this? At what point in time is it like this is overwhelming?
I was good on the speech part. It really was. I was prepared. I wrote it myself, so I owned it. And I think that's a big thing. I don't know if I was the only one that wrote my speech. I can't speak for the other guys, but I think it helped because I knew the material. I owned it, and I was, you know, so that part was legit. The only thing that threw me a little bit was for the first 8 minutes, the teleprompter didn't work. It went completely dark.
Oh, my God.
So thank God I had my hard copy and my reading glasses. So halfway through it, the prompter comes back on. It pops back on, flickers back to life, you know. It's like, what in the world? So do I go to the prompter, do I stay with the hard copy? So I kind of peeked at the prompter as I'm reading, and they had caught up to my speech. So I said, well, I look better without those big Harry Carey reading glasses. Let me take them off and go to the prompter. Now I hope that prompter doesn't go dark again, because now I got to fumble through my hard copy. You get the picture. You've been in television.
Yep.
You've been in television, and that's the worst nightmare when the prompter goes, you know.
Yep. The great.
So it stayed on for me, and I was able to finish my, you know, 19 minutes and 33 seconds, and I was pretty happy with
it.
I really was.
And you killed it as well. Morten Andersen, think about this. Every time he signs his name, it's going to say H-O-F. Hall of Fame kicker joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Mort, I want to go back to when you got the call, the first person who called you, aside from the person who called you to tell you were in, but when you got that first call from him, who was the first person you called or the first person that congratulated you after that?
Well, I called my kids, but it was actually a knock on the door of the call. You don't want to get the call because the call is bad news.
Oh, really?
If you get a phone call, it's like, hey, we regret to inform you that you got to get on the loser bus here at 5 o'clock. You know? Literally, that's how it went down for me for 4 years, and so I was expecting a phone call, quite honestly, around 5 o'clock. And then at 5:32, there was a big knock on the door, and it was not room service knock. It was huge, you know. It was one of those, hey, special ops forces, we're coming in, kind of knock. And it was Dave Baker, the president of the Hall of Fame, and big, imposing guy, 6'8", you know, and filled up the doorway pretty good. When I saw him, I knew it was real, so that's when the emotions came.
Morten, why
I called my two boys.
Oh, good, and they must have been excited and tears shed and awesome for you. Morten, I think I came into the league, got out of the league, and been talking football, and you were still in the league. So you did it forever and as good as anybody. So I'm just curious, why don't we – And I am a big believer that we should have more special teams play, like a Steve Tasker. I believe Devin Hester. You know what I'm talking about. Heck, it took us long enough to get – we had to beg to get Ray Guyon, which is pathetic because he flipped the field position as well as anybody did. And now you're in along with Jan as a true kicker. Why don't we get – we need – hey, we don't talk much about kickers until we need about a 47-yarder with 4 seconds. Why don't we give you guys more respect when it comes to Hall of Fame and special teamers?
I don't know. That's a really good question. It's a question you need to ask the voters. But this just been a reluctance to acknowledge that if a guy plays 14, 15 plays a game, which a lot of other guys now are doing anyways, it's all situational football now anyway.
Right.
You got pass rushers that come in on third down. I mean, you would love to, as an offense, wouldn't you love to just have our defense, for that matter, have a guy that you could rest and only play 15 plays? You would be, I mean... that guy would be very productive, I would think. So there's just a reluctance in the room towards the position, and I think it's changing. It is changing slowly, and part of my speech was to address that and to say that it's undeniable that besides the quarterback, you have to look at the kicking position as one of the positions on the football field that affects the game more than any other position, because we do. We whether it's good or bad, we decide games. And I think we're going to see Jason Hansen, Gary Anderson. I think Adam Vinatieri is going to get consideration. You might have a Sean Landetta, another punter, who was really great for many, many years. You might see a Bill Bates down in Dallas, and definitely a Steve Tasker that should get consideration for induction.
Let me ask you more with this, and you've been, well, you're in the Hall of Fame. And no disrespect to the other guys that you have kicked against and competed with and that don't have a mustard-colored jacket. If you were a head coach, or you and I were going to decide with 4 seconds left and we have to win a Super Bowl and we can't put you in, what kicker would you want with the game on the line of all time?
Adam Vinatieri, probably for me. He's done it a couple of times already.
Yep.
So I'm going to go to a guy that's done it before. So I would say Adam. And then the new kid, Justin Tucker, he's amazing in Baltimore. And I'll tell you, a guy right down the street from you, or not, right over the lake in Detroit, he's was Eddie Murray. He was great in his time. And Nick Lowry was great. And Gary Anderson and Jason Hansen. See, it's hard. It's just hard.
It is. Do you ever have guys?
There are a lot of –
I was going to say, do you ever have guys – up-and-coming kickers more with as many – you've played for different teams. You're in the Hall of Fame. You've made short ones, long ones, pressure ones, all that. Does a guy like you – I always wonder why guys like don't – they want to learn how to kick or do it right. Do you get a lot of kids or high school or college guys coming to you saying, can you teach me?
Okay, I have a great kid right now from UCLA, J.J. Molson, and he's a Canadian kid. So we all know the brand Molson, right? So
right, you bet.
J.J. is the kicker for UCLA, and I've been working with him just over the phone. I look forward to going out there and seeing him kick. And I got a couple of pro kickers, Chandler Catanzaro with the New York Jets, and I've worked with Mason Crosby and Steve Hauschka, and I've worked with Alabama kids, SEC, ACC kids, and high school kids in Atlanta. So I do a lot of one-on-one stuff. I don't take 100 kids at a time.
Right.
It's just not fair to the kids.
I do
one-on-ones. Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to say you do one-on-ones and that's it.
Yeah, one-on-ones. That's it.
Let me ask you, the quarterback position, which I can speak to a little better, and the pressure that goes through in guys, how when the temperature of the game goes up, guys like Brady, you know the ones I'm talking about. You've been around. Their blood pressure, Montana, their blood pressure goes down. As a kicker, and I'm sure part of your stuff, not just the physical element, how do you train? I was able to hold for John Carney, and he had the same routine, and John was so good for so long, as you know. Another great underrated kicker. But can you teach a kicker how to relax himself more when the pressure's on? Can you do that for a kicker?
You can. I mean, there are techniques and breathing, and, you know, you got to exhale. That's the number one thing you absolutely have to do. And also, I think for me, not growing up with the sport in America, but coming from Denmark and not having, I had an immigrant's perspective on kicking, on football. I really didn't have a big interest. So I didn't grow up with a preconceived notion of there was going to be pressure and big expectations for me in the game. I was kind of self-made, you know? And So I think I took more of a lighthearted approach to it. I could always jump back on the boat and go back home if it all failed. You know, if you had been American-born and played since grade school and Pee Wee League and kicked and so forth, there might have been a more pressure on it. But some of the stuff is intangible. Some you're born with, I believe,
right.
A confidence and a swagger. And then some of it is mental training and relaxation techniques and things like that. So I don't think every kid has it. They just don't.
Yeah.
Either you got it or you don't. And I can take you so far, but if you really don't want to be in those situations, you won't. You won't have that. You won't be able to face the distasteful, which it is. I mean, a game winner from 46 right hash in front of, you know, your teammates who busted their asses for the whole game. And fans, it's distasteful. There's not a lot of people that like to embrace that. I happen to be a guy that embraced it, and I think John Carney embraced it.
Sure did. 26 seasons. 26 seasons, and he's now in the Hall of Fame. One last question for Morton Anderson. Any good camp stories maybe about a coach that didn't like kickers or about a player? I know you had 26 seasons, my man. You got more than one. That you
25. I had. You're giving me one more than I deserve.
Okay. Well, 20, well, you do. Hey, when you get to 25, it's like a 25, you get a hall pass for 8 more if you want them, okay? 25 seasons.
Yeah, well,
so what's your favorite camp story?
Well, there's lots of them, obviously. But in my rookie year, I came in the fourth round, and they had a kicker named Benny Ricardo. And
comedian, too, right? He's a comedian, isn't he? Was he a comedian at one point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so he was out warming up. He was around 30 yards, 35 yards. So I said, let me see if I can just kind of make a statement right here on the first day of camp. So I went back to 50-55, and I started banging balls over his head. You know, and the sound of a ball back then when I was 21 years old, it was different than when I was 47. So he took a peep back about 25 yards and realized he was in for a long camp. And then the next morning at breakfast, everybody was wondering where Benny Ricardo was. He left camp. He was gone.
Way to go. Did you ever talk to him after that, Morton?
We said hello and cordial, you know, but, I mean, it's never fun to, you know, listen, I've been fired. One thing that's for sure, you get hired and you get fired in the league. Everybody does. So
right. This
happened just to be his turn on that. And you know, I felt it in Kansas City many, many years later when Lawrence Tynes took my job. So that's part of the gig. You know, you just try to, you're just renting that locker and you want to be there as long as you can.
Well, you rented it for 25 years. The NFL's all-time leader in games played, points. And you deserve that bust, and you deserve that mustard-colored jacket. I couldn't be more proud of you, not only as a friend, but a fan. And I can't thank you enough for coming on. You enjoy it, my friend, and we'll do this again.
I appreciate it, Sean, man. Have a good show.
Thanks, you too. The great Morton Anderson. Heck, when you get to 25 years, you might as well kick 30. Think about that now.
About that.
25 years kicking in the NFL. Well, I mean, think about it now. And I'm half-heartedly kidding. I come into the league, I play my 10, I'm out of the league, and that dude's still kicking free. It was like John Carney. I held for him my last year of my career. The last year of my career. Carney played about a decade more. Remember, John Carney and I were in the same high school class. I retire. I'm talking on football, talking on ESPN for 10 years. The dude's still kicking. I'm like, now that is longevity. Congratulations to Morton Anderson. More special teamers should be in. Couldn't be happier for him. Fun guy, as you can tell. Think about how many years he spent in a dorm for a month during training camp of those 25. So that, well, that, what's that? 2.5 years? Yeah. Two years and a month? 2 years and a month he spent at training camps. Love him. Morton Anderson, Hall of Fame, congratulations. We're coming right back. It's the Sean Salisbury Show.